This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The bowl games in football this time of year are rewards for a winning season. They also help the return on investment that colleges have made in their sports facilities. It's not just the big teams. Lesser-known NCAA Division II programs are also spending on infrastructure, as KCUR's Greg Eklin reports.
Missouri Western and St. Joseph changed the Division II landscape with major upgrades to its athletic facilities. Before the Griffins Football Stadium video scoreboard was built 4 years ago, athletic officials there said it was going to be the biggest in Division II. Athletic Director Josh Looney.
Pound for pound, you can put us up against anybody in the country and our athletic department facility-wise.
The cost of the scoreboard was more than $2 million, paid for by donors. But that claim about being the biggest in Division II? It was short-lived because Grand Valley State in Michigan announced an even bigger one only 12 days later. Closer to home, Missouri Western's biggest rival is a short drive north.
Here come your Bearcats!
Northwest Missouri in Maryville just opened a brand new $20 million indoor practice facility. It was funded by the university, the town, and private donors. Mel Churchma, Northwest's retired Hall of Fame football coach, says the polished look attracts the best players.
It's kind of like the Division I's. You know, you have to keep up with the Joneses, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Bearcats football teams have won 6 national championships. 2 seasons ago, the football and men's basketball teams became the first in Division II history to win national titles in the same academic year. Churchma says it puts the school on the map.
Well, you can say what you want, but I think Northwest Missouri State right now is probably known more for football and men's basketball than anything else.
Though facility upgrades mostly rely on outside funding, Missouri Western's overall athletic operating budget was more than $5 million last year. That falls in line with the Division II average, according to NCAA figures. It's a far cry from the $100 million-plus for top college teams, but the biggest chunk still goes into football. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.